Welcome to the Sableton Live 12 lesson on building a clean top loop for that 90s inspired darkness, old school jungle energy, and roughneck DNB vibe. In this lesson, we're not trying to make a huge modern drum loop that dominates the track. We're building a tight, tense, grainy top layer that sits above the main drums and bass, glues the groove together, and carries atmosphere without getting in the way. Think of it as foreground texture, not the main event. If you mute it and the whole track falls apart, is probably doing too much. We wanted to support the record, not steal the spotlight. This kind of top loop is one of the most useful tools in darker drum and bass. It can hold an intro together, add motion in a break section, or bring energy into a pre-drop phrase. And in jungle and old school styles, the feel matters just as much as the sound. A little dust, a little grit, a little unevenness, that's part of the charm. We're aiming for controlled grime. Start by choosing the right source. A dusty break slice, a noisy percussion loop, a shaker phrase, a ride texture, or a small fragment from an amen-style break all work well. You want something with a clear top-end identity, but not something that's already over-processed or too polished. Drag the audio into Ableton and set warp mode based on the source. If it's mostly transients, beats will usually keep it punchy and rhythmic. If there's more tonal ambience, Complex Pro can work too. For this style, though, beats is often the best place to start. Before you do anything creative, clean up the source. Pull the gain down with utility by around 6 to 10 dB so you've got headroom. Then use a Q8 to high pass the loop somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz. In dark DNB, the sub and kick are already carrying the low end, so this layer should stay out of that zone. If the loop feels boxy, dip a little around 250 to 500 Hz. And if the top end is biting too hard, gently take down a little around 8 to 12 kHz. The goal here is not to make it pristine. The goal is to make it usable. Next, turn the loop into something more musical by chopping it into rhythmic cells. You can do this manually in arrangement view, or you can slice it to a drum rack, which is usually the faster and more flexible workflow for this kind of intermediate move. Right-click the clip, slice it to a new MIDI track, and let Ableton detect the transients. Then build a 2-bar or 4-bar pattern from the best pieces. Pick a few hat ticks, a couple of ghost snare textures, maybe a thin ride tail or a break rattle, and leave some space. This is important. A top loop gets bigger when it breathes. If it's too busy, it starts sounding small and cluttered. Now shape the transients. If some hits are too loud, turn them down individually. If tails are too long or noisy, trim them with simpler or clip editing. If the whole loop feels too spiky, try drum bus on the group or track. Keep the drive moderate, maybe around 5-12%, and use transients carefully if the loop needs to be less clicky. Usually you don't want boom on this kind of layer, because that low-end energy belongs elsewhere. We're preserving the broken, human feel, but we're making it fit the mix. Now comes the atmospheric processing chain, where the roughneck clean vibe really starts to show. A solid Ableton stock chain here would be the Q8, auto filter, saturator, reverb or hybrid reverb, and utility. Start with that Q8 again if needed, just to make sure the low end is gone and any harsh spots are under control. Then use auto filter for movement. A low pass or band pass shape works really well. Set the cutoff somewhere around 5 to 9 kHz, depending on how bright the source is, and keep resonance low to moderate. The real trick is automation. Slowly open and close that filter over 4 or 8 bars so the loop evolves. That movement is what gives it life. After that, add saturator for a little density. You don't need much. Even 2 to 6 dB of drive can add enough edge and glue to make the loop feel more committed. Use soft clip if it helps, but keep an eye on the output so you're not pushing the channel too hard. This style is all about restraint. A tiny amount of saturation often sounds more authentic than heavy distortion. Then add a short, dark reverb. Hybrid reverb is great for this. You want a room or dark plate feel, something short, maybe 0.4 to 1.2 seconds of decay, with a little pre-delay to keep the transients intact. High cut the reverb so it doesn't get shiny, and low cut it so the low mids don't cloud the mix. We're after depth, not wash. The loop should feel like it lives in a space, but the space should stay under control. Finally, use utility to manage width. Most of the time, keep the core of the loop fairly narrow or even close to mono. That helps it stay solid and mix safe. If you want width, add it mostly in the reverb or on the higher details, not across the whole source. That keeps the center tight, which is crucial when you've got a punchy snare and a serious bass line underneath. At this point, the loop should already feel better, but the next step is what makes it feel alive over time. automate the filter cutoff across a phrase. For example, start a little darker in bars 1 and 2, then open it up a bit more by bars 3 and 4, then pull it back slightly for the next section. You can also automate reverb wetness, saturation amount, or stereo width in very small amounts. Don't overdo it. One subtle moving parameter is often enough. The listener should feel the motion, not think about it. A small amount of delay can also work wonders here. Use echo or delay on a return track so you keep control. Set short timing, like 1/8 or 1/16. Keep feedback low, and filter the repeats so they stay dark. Then send just enough of the loop into the return to fill the gaps between hits. In DNB, those short filtered echoes can make the groove feel deeper without adding clutter. Use them especially on transition moments, or just on the last hit of a bar for that classic jungle tension. If the loop is feeling good, print it. Resampling is a classic part of the workflow, and it gives the part more commitment and character. Route the output to a new audio track, record 2 to 4 bars of the processed loop, and then chop that resampled audio into a new clip. Now you can reverse a tiny section, duplicate a tail, or create microedits with a little fill moment. Resampling often gives you that slightly printed, old machine feeling that suits the style perfectly. Now place the loop in the arrangement with purpose. Don't just let it run endlessly. Think about how it helps the track. In an intro, you might start with a filtered version that gradually opens. In a pre-drop, you might let the filter relax a little and increase the delay or reverb slightly. In the drop, you might strip it back so it becomes a quieter rhythmic texture rather than a constant dominant layer. Then later in the track, bring it back for a switch up or breakdown to reset the energy. That's a very classic DNB move, and it keeps the arrangement feeling DJ-friendly. When you're mixing it, always check it against the snare and bass. If it's masking the snare crack, reduce the level a little or cut a small area around 4 to 5 kHz. If it feels too thin, resist the urge to boost too much top end. Often a little saturation will give you more of what you want without making the mix harsh. And always test in mono. The loop should still have rhythmic identity even when the width is gone. If it collapses into mush, the core needs more work. A few common mistakes to watch for here. First, leaving too much low-mid content in the loop. That makes it muddy fast. High pass more aggressively if needed. Second, making it too bright. Dark DNB top loops should have air, not fatigue. Third, over-widening the whole thing. Keep the center stable. Fourth, drowning it in reverb. That turns atmosphere into wash. And fifth, forgetting to make it move. If nothing changes over the phrase, it starts sounding pasted on. For a stronger old-school vibe, try preserving a little imperfection. Tiny timing offsets, uneven hit lengths, and a bit of roughness help sell the character. Don't quantize the soul out of the break. Also, use contrast and density. Let some bars feel stripped, then bring the loop back more actively in the next phrase. That breathing effect is a big part of what makes this style feel alive. Here's a great quick practice move. Make 3 versions of the same loop. One clean support version with minimal processing, one haunted movement version with more filtering and short dark space, and one printed grime version with resampling and a reverse slice. Then place them across a 16-bar section and listen with a sub and snare playing. Ask yourself which version leaves the most room, which version feels most authentic, and which version supports the bass without stealing focus. So the big idea is simple. A good rough neck top loop is controlled grime. Start with the right dusty source. Cut the low end. Shape the transients. Add subtle saturation and dark space. Automate movement. Resample when it feels right. And use it as a support layer that enhances the drums and bass. In old-school inspired jungle and dark DNB, the top loop should feel like atmosphere with rhythm. Keep it tight, keep it tense, and keep it mix-aware, and you'll have a really powerful tool for building 90s-inspired darkness in Ableton Live 12. All right, let's get into it and build that loop.